Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today we're still dealing with the subject called line-hearted leadership, and this is particularly a subject for ministers of the gospel or people who are in ministry. We're dealing with the characteristics of leadership, and we're learning from the lion. Fact number three, a lion can spend up to 20 hours a day sleeping. What can we learn from this lesson? It doesn't mean that we sleep in leadership all the time. There is a difference between a leader and a slave. Find time to relax. Many people have the idea that when they are in leadership, they have to work as slaves and there's no time to rest or relax. These leaders are constantly burnt out and worn out and do not see the need to relax. Learn from the lion who knows that every day it must eat, yet still sleeps for more than half the day. In spite of this perceived irresponsibility, the lion never goes hungry. Our minds need relaxation and will give way unless we mix relaxation with work. In other words, a little play. If you want to have an enjoyable life, learn from the lion not to let every activity dominate you. Find time to relax. Fact number four, lions rarely eat the entire prey that's presented to them. They usually leave leftovers for other animals like hyenas and vultures. The lesson we can learn from number four, fact number four, the ability to share is the hallmark of a leader. Every leader has people following him or her, and it is the duty of that leader to ensure that those following get a fair share or distribution of every benefit that accumulates through their organization or ministry. Being a leader is not just about the ability to give commands or to share out the work. It is also the ability to motivate. There is nothing more that can motivate people like a reward or an incentive. A true leader does not hold these things back. If you want to be respected, you must learn to freely give of yourself to others. It is hard to imagine that the lion, in spite of his great appetite and the amount of food needed to satisfy his massive body every day, is still considerate enough to leave leftovers for other animals. Fact number five, male lions defend the pride's territory while the females go on the hunt or they go shopping. Despite this, the male gets to eat first. What's the lesson we can learn from this fact? How to delegate responsibility. You have to accept the fact that you cannot do everything as a leader and be everywhere at the same time. You need a team. You need people with gifts. You have to learn to give some tasks to others to do and also trust them. Some people are staunch believers. If you want to do something right, you have to do it yourself. Unfortunately, taking this too far can bring that person or leader into blood pressure problems and nervous breakdowns or stress. One interesting fact is that in spite of the fact that the female makes the kill, she brings it to the male to eat first. What can we learn from this? Is that giving a task to somebody else doesn't mean to say we're giving them room to undermine our authority or position. It means you recognize the person's abilities and skills and you recognize such a person as useful and important to the organization or ministry. One thing we should take note is that the male lion does not roll over and go to sleep. The male lion has also work to do and he guards the pride and looks after the pride while the female goes hunting. Do not give all your work out and then laze about all day as a leader. This is not delegation of duty. This is pure laziness and the action leads to a lack of respect by your workers. Once again, I thank you for being with me today and looking forward to part three coming up next. And thank you and God bless.